Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Cat lovers and feline friends, it's time for Adele Park's Quirky Catnips.
Have you ever wondered why cats are associated with the likes of Hannibal Lecter during Halloween season? In ancient Egypt, cats were worshipped like gods, only to get their fur dragged through the mud by Europeans in the 14th century. Talk about a fall from grace! Instead of honoring cats as the perfect companions, these flumpkins blamed the Black Death on felines. Countless kitties were turned over to the Killamnati. Too bad these Nimrods didn't realize the cats they were murdering could possibly have helped save lives by taking out the rats that spread the plague. Although modern-day thinkers say cats are way too aloof to consort with rats, it still doesn't justify pulling a full-on Freddy Krueger. Black cats had an especially bad rap in the days of old. Perhaps this is because cats are nocturnal, happy to rule the night while the rest of us snore and slobber. This frenzied sort of thinking was exasperated by people who got the heebie-jeebies when they saw the glow that cats have in their eyes, which enable their night vision. The glow is actually a mirror-like structure behind the retinas of a feline's eyes, but there's no hope for the functional-dysfunctional. Those who slipped especially far down the sanity pole actually equated a cat's slit eyes with Satan. And then there are the proverbial witch hunters. Some exceptionally paranoid types went even farther than getting ooky over a feline's night vision. These corpse collectors conjured up conspiracy theories about cats being familiars with witches. Evidently, these folks weren't familiar with Prozac. Ironically, black cats were seen as good luck in several countries who didn't dabble in putting so-called witches and their felines on trial. Scottish people thought if a black cat appeared on a doorstep, it was considered to be a good omen. In the days of old in Japan, rather than calling single women crazy cat ladies, it was thought a furry friend would actually attract handsome suitors. This never worked for me, but whatever. Thankfully, most of these cat exterminators have gone the way of leech therapy, a practice which may have explained their killer instincts to begin with. However, there are some creepy deepies still roaming the earth, so keep your cats safe this Halloween. What happens when cosmetics and polygamy collide? Find out in Quirky Killers by Adele Park. Take a trip to quirky polygamist country, where one of the local brides is just itching to get her husbands to heaven in a hurry. Quirky Killers. Get it today on audible.com. You'll die laughing.
Let's talk pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.